It is the Oberlin Red Devils taking on the St. Francis Indians here in our final match of the evening. Each of these two teams with one match under their belt, both of them being a loss to Southwest, as Oberlin opened the triangular losing to Southwest in two sets, 25-16, 25-15. And St. Francis handed Southwest only their third set loss of the year. Yes, they've only lost three sets, one to McCook, one to Overton, and now one to St. Francis as they won set one, 25-19. But Southwest would rattle off sets two and three in reverse sweep, 25-11, 25-15. Now these two will do battle here for a chance to see who is going to wind up being 1-1 and one team 0-2. We will see here tonight. St. Francis comes in now with a record of 12-8. And before that, Southwest lost. They took on Dundee County Stratton last week on Thursday and lost in five sets, 3-2. And then on Tuesday of last week, went to Golden Plains and took down Quinter, 2-0, 25-14, and Golden Plains, 25-22, 25-16. So a 2-1 week last week for the Indians of St. Francis. As for Oberlin, as you know, 1-1 last week, losing to Shylin, but taking down Logan Palco. These two teams are all too familiar with each other, usually face each other three, four, even five times a year. Last year it was just three, and it was St. Francis getting the best of Oberlin in all three, 2-0 in St. Francis. And then in the Oberlin tournament, which is coming up this weekend, St. Francis able to beat Oberlin in three sets, and then they beat Oberlin in three sets in the Northwest Kansas League, Western Kansas Liberty League tournament at the end of last season. First time that they're facing each other this year, as they kind of avoided each other earlier in the season at the Gove County Classic, as St. Francis went 3-2 there. Oberlin with a tough day going 0-5, so they never really met up at all. But we'll see in their first matchup who is going to take down each other, who is going to walk away with the win. Oberlin 5-13, St. Francis 12-8. They'll battle it out here on the court in just a few minutes. We'll come back with first serve here from Oberlin. It's Oberlin and St. Francis Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin and the Oberlin Senior High Gymnasium, where we're just set and ready to go, just a few seconds away from our final match of the evening for the Lady Red Devils, who lost in their first game of the day, 2-0 to Southwest, trying to wrap around and win, at least get one win in the triangular today as they take on one of their arch rivals, the St. Francis Indians. And like I mentioned, these two teams haven't met up this year yet, so this is the first time that they'll meeting up this season, but did meet up three times last year. St. Francis getting the best of Oberlin in all three, but the final two games going down to the wire in three sets. St. Francis coming off of a year last year where they thought they would be playing in Dodge City in the state tournament. Instead, they went home packing in the semifinal rounds, the sub-state semifinals, losing to the five seed in an upset, Rollins County, 2-0. As you know, the Buffaloes made their way all the way down to Dodge City and upset the number two seed team down there, so the Buffaloes last year certainly were an upset-minded team, and so they cut St. Francis's run short last year with a 23-14 record. As you know, Oberlin losing the sub-state semifinals as well, 2-1 to Stockton, finishing with a record of 13-23. Oberlin now 5-13, St. Francis 12-8, and each of these two teams could meet up in the regionals this season, as a little bit of a different playoff format in the state of Kansas at the basically from 3A all the way down to 1A Division 2, where they've got the regionals with 13 teams in each region, and then they'll split you up into two different groups there and then into four quads, and so it'll go down, but the Red Devils, St. Francis, all in the same regional this year, so could see the Indians in some postseason action as well. They'll definitely see them tonight as well. Over the weekend, they'll battle each other out in the Oberlin tournament coming up this weekend. We will have coverage of that match and pretty much all of the matches that day right here on KFNF. Elsie Larson to serve it up first. She puts it up in the back row. Indians on the attack. They try to go with a quick set right back over. Now Briley Minnick trying to win the joust up front, and she does. Briley Minnick with the kill as she was up front right there along with Breck Lohr, and she won the joust against her, and the Red Devils take an early 1-0 lead here in set number one. Elsie Larson back to serve again, sends a hard one to the back row. It'll go off the wrists of Myers in the back row for an ace. And Elsie Larson taps in an ace. It's ace number 15 of the season for her. 2-0, Red Devils into the back row, popped up. Indians on the attack to the outside with the swing is Hinks. She barely taps it over, and then they'll call the Red Devils with a lift. It was Michaela Wasson that had the volleyball up front there after the little tap over, and they'll call a lift on her, and it's 2-1. Here's Oberlin in set number one. Into the back row for Minix. Snuck over there by Elsie Larson. Indians on the attack. Lohr puts it over the top, but they're going to call four hits. Actually, no, the Red Devils into the net, and it's tied up 2-2. The Indians going with a little bit of a softer approach than they did against Southwest, where they came out just swinging as hard as they can. This time going a little bit soft. This one to Brightly. Minnick, it gets her out of position, and it'll fall down after Elsie Larson tried to dive after it, and it's 3-2, so a 2-0 run for the Red Devils quickly wiped away. And again, back to serve after the ace there are the Indians to Rodriguez. Larson comes in, bumps it up with one hand. McKayden Kettrell with a hard free ball over, and she's able to get the kill. And ties us up at 3 apiece. McKayden Kettrell using some of that senior experience on that one. Going with a hard free ball and ties us up at 3 apiece here in set number 1. Jenna Fortin into the back row. Great dig right there by the Indians. They come with the left pin there with Jensen. Kept alive by Rodriguez out to the outside. Big swing and a kill for Briley Minnick. And she shows the authority and pounds it into the hardwood to make it 4-3 on a cross-court kill. Red Devils in front by one. Briley Minnick with her second kill of the match. Into the back row. And an ace! As they get him out of position, keep serving it at Meyer. She's had a tough time receiving back there so far to start the match. And it's 5-3 Red Devils. Jenna Fortin with the ace. Fortin lobs it up to Myers again, and it goes off her wrist and out of bounds to make it 6-3. And the Indians want a timeout. We'll take one with them. Red Devils in front, 6-3 in set one. It's Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin out of the St. Francis timeout. Red Devils with a 6-3 lead. Bradley Minnick with a two-hand swat free ball over. Red Devils receive it on a free ball here from the Indians. Bradley Minnick, cross-court try again! She goes through the block up front of Avery Jensen. It goes off her hands and out of bounds. Bradley Minnick with her third kill already in the match. And the Red Devils lead it 7-3. Jenna Fortin forced the timeout with back-to-back aces. Goes right at Myers again, and she'll get her third ace! And we talked with head coach Lindsey Fortin about how key the Red Devils' serving has been, especially in wins. She said it's been huge, especially when they can keep serving. Fortin to Myers again, off of the wrist, kept alive. Big swing up front, into the box, kept alive by the Indians, but they're going to call a lift on the Indians, and that'll make it 9-3. Red Devils with a 6-point lead in set number one. So Red Devils in front by 6 here in set 1. Fortin right at Myers. The set up to the outside. Swing comes from Jensen. It's down the far sideline for the kill and makes it 9-4. So the long run for the Red Devils ends, but it was a great one, especially by Jenna Fortin. She gets three aces in that serving rally, and it puts the Red Devils in front by 5 at 9-4. Jensen to serve, lobs it up to the back row. Rodriguez with a dig, Larson the back set. Too close there for Briley Minnick. It's tapped right back over, and they are looking, and they're going to say it went out of bounds, so make it 10-4. Briley Minnick just had to punch that over with one hand after it was a little too close to the net. 6-point lead, Briley Minnick back to serve. Red Devils in front by 6, and it'll just go too long over the top of the back line. Make it 10-5 in service error number 1 of the match, and service error number 1 for the Red Devils. 10-5. Small back to serve here for the Indians. Gives it off to Kettrell. Now Shelby Weigel trying to roll it towards a cross-court kill on the right pin. Instead, she shoots it wide and it makes it 10-6 here in set number one. Small back to serve again. Small with a hard one into the back row. Jenna Fortin digs it out. Larson sets it up to Briley Minnick in the back row. Swats it over with two hands and sent it short and up front. And trying to dig it out was Workman, but she just didn't go after it enough. And it's 11-6. And Briley Minnick now with kill number 4 of the match. 5-point gain here in set number 1. Back to serve is Jory Fortin. Fortin with a hard one. Digs it out in the back row. This will be set up from outside the court. Tapped over from Small. Great job of the Indians out of rotation there. Now, and the Red Devils get out of rotation. Larson just taps it over. And Maria Rodriguez takes care of a free pass with authority and pounds the chest after she does it to put the Red Devils in front 12-6. Timeout on the floor taken by the Indians. The Red Devils with a huge kill right there from Maria Rodriguez. We talked with head coach Lindsey Fortin before the match, before the St. Francis matches, if you heard it on the pregame show, but before the Southwest match, I should say, on the pregame show, about how big the contribution not only from the freshmen or the sophomores coming in to the game today, about how big, you know, that they played and filled some roles, but the production they've got, and Maria Rodriguez is one of those, as that is now her 35th kill on the season, and it makes it 12-6, Red Devils by 6 here in set number 1 over the Indians of St. Francis. St. Francis, 12-8, have kind of had an up-and-down year this season, where they started out really hot, 4-0, and then lost a few matches, and then won a few, you know, it's kind of been one of those where they'll win a few in a row and then lose a few in a row, and they're not trying to make it 2 in a row tonight. Same thing with the Red Devils, 12-6, Red Devils in front, into the back row. Great dig right there by Hinks, the back set to Jensen, and she just sent it wide, looking for the cross-court kill there from the right pin to the far sideline, and it makes it 13-6. 13-6 here in set number one. Hard serve from Ford into the back row to Myers. Just tap back over from Small. Minnick now sends it over on a free pass. Set up from Jensen down the middle. Two-hand swat over there, excuse me, from Jensen on the free ball. Now Ketchrell on the right. Pin! Gets it to go off the top of the block to Myers and down. So McCaden Ketchrell with their second kill of the match. And it makes it 14-6 and an 8-point lead for the Red Devils. Hard serve from Fortin near the back row. Sliding dig right up front there by Hinks, but it'll come up short. And an ace for Jory Fortin, the freshman, now with 16 on the season. It makes it 15-6 here in set number one. Fortin into the nets. So service error number two, 15-7. Red Devils by 8 here in set number one. Avery Jensen back to serve. Jensen with a hard one over. Sliding dig right there. Larson kept alive by Jenna Fortin. Free ball over from Jory Fortin. The setup to the outside. Swing coming here. Workman off the top of the blocks. Kept alive by Jenna Fortin. Now Briley Minnick for the back row attack. Can't get it to go. It'll make it 15-8 on the attack air there from the Red Devils. So 15-8 here in set number one. Red Devils lead it by 7. Trying to keep it on their side. Workman, Jensen with a serve. Right, and Elsie Larson gets her out of position and down for the ace. So Avery Jensen with her first ace of the night, and it makes it 15-9 as the Indians trying to work their way back into the match. 15-9, Red Devils lead it by 6, and that one will go wide on the service air. First for the Indians, and make it 16-9. Back to a 7-point game in favor of the Red Devils. McCaden Ketchrell back to serve here for the Red Devils. Ketchrell with a hard one into the back row, bumped up from Jensen. The bump set to the outside. Big swing coming from Hinkst over the top of everybody. Minnick digs it out. Now to Larson from the left pin. Off the blocks and down for a kill. Elsie Larson gets a big one. That's 71 for her on the season. And make it 17-9. Red Devils out in front. Here in set one, Ketchrell back to serve again with a hard one into the back. Whoa! And it'll go down for an ace! The Indians thought it was going to go way out over the top of everybody. Instead, it drops in about 3 feet in front of the back line, and it's 18-9. McCaden Ketchrell with her first ace of the evening here in the second game of the night. 18-9. Red Devils in front. Almost dropped in again, but Jensen was there to dig it out. Now Myers will send it over on a free ball from the 10-foot line. Dug out by Minnick. The setup down the middle. Rodriguez just punches it over with the left hand. Now Workman sends it over on a free ball with a right hand. Back set this time. Michaela Watson from the 10-foot line. Trying to go to the 10-foot line on the near side, and she can't get it to go. Attack here for the Red Devils. 18-10 here in set number one. Red Devils lead it by 8. So Red Devils by 8 here in set 1, 18-10. Workman back to serve, sends a hard one short. Wasson over on the free pass, joust up at the net, and Hinkst will get it to go on the four hit from the Red Devils to make it 18-11. Thornton with a great job of the presence of mind just to punch it over, but it was just a little too late. 18-11. Hard serve here from Workman, but it'll go wide and out of bounds. And make it 19-11. Red Devils by 8 here in set number 1. Back to serve it up is Maria Rodriguez with a hard one right at Hinks. She pops it up into the air. Jensen comes in to save her. Now Hinks over on the free ball. Ketchrell digs it out. The setup here from Ford. And outside big swing. Bradley Minnick over the top of everybody and out of bounds to make it 19-12. And that's the kill that Briley wants, you know, when you kind of need some of that momentum back, but just maybe took a little too much on top of it. 19-12, Red Devils by 7, twiggles the twine, kept alive by Ketchrell, now a free ball try from the Red Devils, that twiggles the twine from Jory Fortin, Hinkst will set it up outside, big swing, coming, and a big kill from Breck Lohr, her first kill of the night, and it makes it 19-13, so the lead is down to 6 here for the Red Devils, who are 6 points away from a set 1 win, but the Indians not going to go away quietly. 19-13, set 1, Myers with a serve right at Jenna Fortin to the outside, big swing, Elsie Larson, free pass over. Red Devils on the attack again. Jory Fortin the setup outside. Bradley Minnick right pin. And she gets the kill. Sneaks it over the top of the back of the libero. And the Red Devils lead it 20-13 here in set number 1. And it's kill number 5 for Bradley Minnick. So 20-13. Red Devils in set number 1. Elsie Larson to serve. And it'll be too long. So service error number 3 for the Red Devils. 20-14. 6-point game. Hinkst back to serve for the Indians. Hinkst with a hard one. Going to the back right corner for Minnick. Sets it up down the middle. Minnick off the boards and down. Out of the middle position. She gets kill 6 and makes it 21-14. So the Red Devils have kind of opened up a 6-7 point lead and have kind of kept it right around there for the whole match. Fortin into the net, and that'll take it back to a 6-point lead and make it 21-15. Service error number 4 for the Red Devils, who have had some great serving times, but just probably too many service errors if you're talking to Lindsay Fortin on the first set. It's Laura to serve it. Gives it off to Rodriguez in the back row. Set up this time. Ketchrell puts it over the top but sends it wide, looking for the far sideline just behind the 10-foot line. And it goes a little longer than that. 21-16, 5-point game. Laura back to serve again here for the Indians. Laura with a hard one right at Jenna Fortin in the back row. She pops it up. Rodriguez saves her. Free ball from Shelby Weigel into the back row. Popped up the setup here from Small to the outside. Big swing. Jensen right at Rodriguez. And it's a huge kill right there for Avery Jensen. Her second timeout on the floor taken by Lindsay Fortin. And we will keep it right here. Do like to thank some more of our sponsors here today. Aqua Shield Roofing, Creative Collision, Colligan of Oberlin, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, and Fredrickson Insurance Agency. A big thank you to all of them for helping us support Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. So if you're wondering, the undefeated season by the Southwest Rough Riders remains. They are now 19-0 as they finish the day 2-0. St. Francis pushed them a little bit there in set 1, but the Rough Riders came back to beat them 25-11, 25-15 in set 2 and 3 after dropping set 1 to the Indians 25-19. We're in set 1 here between Oberlin and St. Francis. Oberlin with a 4-point lead, 21-17 out of the Red Devil timeout. The back set this time, Bradley Minnick goes short. Hinkst right there to receive it. Small with the back set. Out to Workman off the block up front run by Minnick. And now Jensen will take care of the overpass to make it 21-18. And here come the Indians. Kill number 3 for Avery Jensen. They've been down by as many as 7. And now we're just down by 3. 21-18 here in set number 1. Back to serve it up is Lohr. Sends a hard one right at Rodriguez. She pops it up into the air. Larson comes in right up against the net. And then between Ketchrell and Weigel, they can't put it over on a free ball. And it's 21-19. So 2-point game. Red Devils by 2 have led by as many as 6. 21-19, set number 1, back to serve with a hard one. Lohr barely gets it over the top of the net. Now the back set this time. Big swing, Ketchrell almost put it down, gets him out of rotation, kept alive. Small was able to send it wide into the back right corner, was looking for the two-hand swat free ball to the near side corner on the right side and instead sent it wide. The Red Devils will get the serve back. 22-19. Riley Minnick back there to serve. Hardawan goes right at Myers. Now the bump set this time outside. Jensen wraps it inside the antenna to Larson of the back row. Weigel bump sets it out. McCaden Ketchell rolls it up over the top. Myers with a dig. Small will set it up this time. It's going to be too close. Tapped over. The Red Devils go into the net. No. They're going to say it popped down. I thought someone went into the net there. They might have said St. Francis did, so it still remains at Oberlin Point, 23-19. Riley Minnick with a hard one, twiggles the twine, popped up in the air by Workman. Meyer sends it over on a free ball. The back set from Larson. Rodriguez down the middle, kept alive off the blocks, but they can't keep it alive enough, and it'll fall down the block up front right there from Jensen. And that's her first block of the night to make it 23-20 here in set number one. Small to serve. Gives it off to Fortin in the back row. Larson just tapping it over after it was too close to the net. Now they'll set it up down the middle. Jensen blocked up front. It's Maria Rodriguez and Shelby Weigel with a tag team block to make it 24-20 and a set point for the Red Devils. So Maria Rodriguez, Shelby Weigel with a huge block up front there. 24-20, set point one for the Red Devils. Jory Fortin to serve. Lobs it up to Hinkst in the back row. Small will set it up backwards to Jensen, and she gets the roll shot kill around the blocks up front. Her fourth one, and to make it 24-21, set point number two here for the Red Devils. 24-21, three-point game. 24-21, three-point game. Red Devils with set point number two. Avery Jensen back to serve. Jensen sends it short, and it's into the net. Wanted to just barely tap it over. Didn't get enough of the palm. 25-21, Red Devils win set number one. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's set two action. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead after the 25-21 win. It's Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. So the Red Devils got started early and never looked back as they win set number one over the St. Francis Indians, 25-21. And now we'll try to have that momentum here in the second set. Red Devils led by as many as seven, though, and pulled it out by four. So we'll try to maybe hold on to a big lead like that. As St. Francis made a late run there and made it a little tight anyway. Made you kind of adjust the collar a little bit down the stretch there. But the Red Devils going to try to use some of that momentum that they gained. And we, you know, talking with head coach Lindsay Fortin there in the pregame show about how much volleyball is about momentum, and how she said, you know, she feels like her team is starting to really understand that more and more, especially in these, you know, a three-set match. The momentum swings so much compared to a five-set match where, you know, you kind of work your way into it down the stretch a little bit. But here in the three-set matches, you got to be ready to go right away. And the Red Devils were jumped out to an early lead and then kind of never really looked back. And they'll try to do it the same thing here as the Red Devils win set 125-21, 1-0 set lead. Indians will serve first to start set number two. So the Red Devils looking to pick up win number six and a huge one over rival St. Francis here tonight. It'll be Delaney Myers back to serve. Sends a hard one right at Jenna Fortin, and it'll go off her hands. Larson almost sent it off the top of the ceiling there. Now an attack from Hinkst, and she puts it down. So Maggie Hinkst with her first kill of the evening. Hinkst, great basketball player, and has transferred it over to the volleyball court. As always, was a great volleyball player last year, too, but really stepped up big for the Indians in the basketball front. And now Myers will send that one into the net. Third service here for the Indians on the night. And we're matched is at 1-1. One set to none. In Red Devils in front. 1-1 here in set two. Hard serve from Elsie Larson goes into the net. Fifth service here for the Red Devils. Coming into the night, the Red Devils had an 89.7% serve percentage. 82 errors, and have added a few to that tonight. Hinkst with the serve, gives it off to Minnick in the middle. Roll! Kept alive by Weigel, but they're going to say she went over, and it'll be 3-1, and an ace there for Maggie Hinkst. So she got the kill, and now gets the ace, and makes it 3-1 here in set two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Out of the back right corner for Rodriguez, the back set this time, and it's Michaela Wasson into the net, and now St. Francis has opened up an early lead at 4-1. St. Francis kind of opened up kind of like this in set number one, but it was 4-2. The Red Devils then never look back. Hingster to the back right corner for Rodriguez. Sets it outside the court. Now two-hand swat free ball over here from Bradley Minnick. Same thing. Jensen, and she gets the Red Devils out of rotation and caught looking and make it 5-1. So a great start. Avery Jensen using the smarts there for her fifth kill. 5-1, and it's Maggie Hingst going on a little bit of a serving run here for the Indians. So Hinks back to serve, sends a hard one into the back row right there for McCaden Ketchrell. Larson sets it up outside of Weigel, rolls it up over the top. Myers comes in, sets it up, and now trying to get it over the net was Breck Lohr, and then I don't think really attacked it the best. And so the Red Devils will take the point, make it 5-2 in set two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Jenna Fortin back to serve. Red Devils down by three. Lobs it up over the top of the front right corner for Jensen. They'll go back set this time over to Workman, and she puts it down off the top of the blocks. Breck Lohr, excuse me, with the kill to make it 6-2. That's her second kill of the evening. 4-point lead again for the Indians, and Breck Lohr is back to serve. So Lohr with the serve, gives it off to Rodriguez on the dive. Minnick over to Ketchrell, who rolls it over with the left hand on the free ball. The setup outside Avery Jensen, left pin, sends it down the left line, and they're going to call it in as it touches the line and makes it 7-2. So 7-2 here in set two, 1-0 set lead for the Red Devils, and Breck Lohr is going to get an ace. As she served it right at Bradley Minnick, kind of went off her wrist and then off the top of the ceiling. So an 8-2 lead here. Timeout on the floor taken by Lindsay Fortin. We'll take one with her. Red Devils down by 6 with a 1-0 set lead here in set 2. It's Red Devils down 8-2 in set 2 on 101.1 KFNF. Set 2 going the way of the Indians so far through the beginning part of the set. 8-2, Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead, but down by 6 here. Lohr with another serve, gives it off to Rodriguez. Fortin bumps it up here to Bradley Minnick, who sends it over on a free ball. Hingst with the dig, the back set this time here to Workman, and she's blocked up front! This time it's Bradley Minnick with the block. Shelby Weigel might have got a hand on it, and Bradley Minnick with her first block of the night makes it 8-3. Red Devils trying to find a spark. Can they get it with Bradley Minnick back to serve here? Bradley with a hard serve over the top. Great dig right there by the Indians. Back row attack from Hinks. Barely puts it over and down in front of the diving out of the back row, Jenna Fortin. And Maggie Hinks just put enough on it to get it over the top of the net, and it just died right when it did. 9-3, 6-point game. Set number two, Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Back to serve. It's a hard one here from Small. Larson with a setup out to Weigel from the right pin. Rolls it over. Great dig by Small in the back row. Set up by Workman. Jensen down the middle right at Bradley Minnick. Now the setup too close here for Rodriguez. Taps it over, but got it to go to the near sideline. And Maria Rodriguez with her second kill makes it 9-4, a 5-point game. So 9-4, 5-point game in favor of the Indians in set two with a Red Devil 1-0 set lead. Jory Fortin back to serve, sends a hard one to Hingst in the back middle row. Now to the outside, big swing. Jensen kept alive by Jory Fortin there with a great dig. The setup, this one will go to Elsie Larson off the tape. Kept alive up front. Now Jensen with a hard swing right back at her. She'll take care of the free pass, goes off the ceiling. They'll go too close for Delaney Myers. She just has to punch it over. Fortin with a setup to the outside, big swing. Elsie Larson down the near sideline, but sends it to wide, and it makes it 10-4. So 10-4, great rally there. Red Devils just couldn't come out on top of it. 10-4, Red Devils down by 6 here in set 2, and it'll go into the net from Avery Jensen for service air for the Indians. 10-5 in set 2. McCaden Ketchrell trying to get a little bit of a serving run going here. See if she can do it, and she won't. It kind of goes off the fingertips into the net. Makes it 6 service errors for the Red Devils. And we're now down 11-5. So 11-5, set 1, Red Devils down by set 2, Red Devils down by 6. Center of the back right corner for Bradley Minnick. They'll go to her from the 10-foot line, and it's into the net. 12-5, St. Francis. The Red Devils, when they have attacked, just have had some errors. Hard serve from Workman, loops over the top of the net to Minnick. The back set here to Larson, down the middle and gets it to go, the back right near side corner. And a great job right there by Elsie Larson picking up the kill and trying to start a spark here for the Red Devils, who are down by 6, 12-6 in set 2 with a 1-0 set lead. Rodriguez to serve, pops it up and gets the ace as she got Avery Jensen to bite on it and kind of had to slide over and slid late and make it 12-7. So Rodriguez with her first ace, 12-7 into the back row for Jensen. The setup, it might be too close. Tap back over, blocked up front, and they're going to call the Red Devils into the net. And that is a tough way to end that rally there. And we'll say Michaela Wasson was the one to touch the net. 13-7 here in set number two. Hard one, barely gets over. Ketchrell with a dig. The bump set this time out to Briley Minnick, who wraps it inside the antenna on the bump set. They'll go to Hinks there on the right pin. She barely taps it over. Jory Fortin with a dig. Wasson sets it up to Larson, who puts it over on a bump set. Now Small will set it up backwards here. And blocked up front! Kept alive by Myers. Hinks over to the outside here to Lors. Sends it over on a free ball. Jory Fortin up front. Big swing and just long from Briley Minnick, and I mean by inches, and it makes it 14-7. So 14-7 here in set number two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead, winning set 125-21. Hard serve here from Myers, right at Jenna Fortin to the outside, tapping it over with one hand is Briley Minnick. Here come the Indians on the attack, off the top of the blocks, Lohr, and she will get it to go for a kill. So Breck Lohr extends the St. Francis lead back out to 8 at 15-7 after the Red Devils had a little bit of a run there trying to creep their way back in. But the Indians have been able to keep them back out. 15-7 here, 8-point lead into the back row for Fortin. She digs it out, the bump set to the outside. Elsie Larson sends it off the top of the blocks. Libero comes in to dig it out. Small sets it up back row. Delaney Myers out of the back row for Jenna Fortin. Now Jory Fortin just taps it barely back over. Hinks sets it up to the outside, off the blocks. Right there is Briley Minnick. They'll go to her on the right pin, off the tape. Kept alive by the Libero. Hinks sends it over to the two-hand swat free ball. Jory Fortin with a back set, and it'll go over, but just wide. Red Devils almost got lucky there, and it's 16-7. So a 9-point game. Time out of the floor taken by the Red Devils. We'll take one with them. 16-7. St. Francis leads it here in set two on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin, coming out of the Red Devils timeout, with the Red Devils down by 9, 16-7. Hinkst will set it up. It's going to be too close to the net, but it went over, and then O.C. Larson puts it into the net. And, man, that was a weird opportunity there for the Red Devils, and I don't think Larson was expecting it to come over, and she just blocked it right out of the net, makes it 17-7. Fortin with a dig on the serve to the outside. Larson with a right pin, cross-court try-kill, doesn't get it now to the right pin here for Hinkst. Taps it over, sliding in to get it is Ketchrell. Larson just forces it back over the top of everybody. Now Larson sends it short on the free pass over. They're going to call a lift on the Red Devils and make it 18-7. So when it rains, it pours here for the Indians in set number two. Kind of like how the Red Devils had it going for them in set one. Set two, all Indians, 18-7 here. Out of the back right corner for Larson. Wasson out of position, sends it to Ketchrell, and it's wide on the free ball, 19-7. So 19-7 here in set number two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Myers with a hard serve right at Ketchrell. Fortin runs in. Wasson sends it over on a free ball. The setup here to the outside and hitting it into the net is Lohr. And the Red Devils will get the serve back to make it 19-8. Jory Fortin, who had a hard collision there, looking like she's going to be okay. 19-8. Here's a nice serve here from Larson to the back row for Myers. Sets it up down the middle, and sending it wide is Lohr again. So back-to-back attack errors from Breck Lohr, and it's 19-9. Red Devils down by 10. They're trying to claw their way back into it here in set two. Elsie Larson with a serve. Larson to Hinks, who pops it up in the air. They go back row attack here for Myers. Sends it short. Great dig right there, Elsie Larson. Now Weigel, Shelby will send it over on the free ball. Small now taps it over right there to pick it up was Briley Minnick. Now trying to do the same thing was Elsie Larson. Fortin was able to dig it out. Shelby Weigel down the far sideline off the ceiling. Jensen with a hard free ball. Over, and it's wide. Make it 19-10. Three attack errors in a row for the Indians, and the Red Devils have clawed back within single digits here at 19-10 and set two with a 1-0 set lead. One set, 125-21. Need to win set two if they want to win it outright. Out of the back row for Myers. Small will set it up down the middle for Lohr. Two hands swats it over. Fortin digs it out to the outside. Left pin, Briley Minnick off of Jensen's hands and out of bounds. Kaboom! Briley Minnick with her seventh kill. 19-11. The Red Devils continue to claw and fight down by eight. We'll keep it right here. Red Devils down 19-11 in set two. Like to thank some more of our sponsors tonight: High Plains Podiatry, J.D. Skiles, Next Tech, Nutrient Ag Solutions, R&M Service Center, Reyes Grocery, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, VAP Construction, and Ward Drug Store. Big thank you to all of them for helping to support Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. 19-11, Oberlin down here in set two by eight, but have been down as many as 12. It's a 4-0 run here for the Red Devils. Three attack errors, and then Briley Minnick with a big kaboom kill just a second ago to make it an eight-point game. LC Larson will be back to serve, and the Red Devils in this set haven't had that one person to go on a nice little run. And now they have here with Elsie Larson. See if she can keep it up. 19-11 in set number two. Larson with a hard serve, and it's into the nets. So out of the St. Francis timeout. Gives them a point there to make it 20-11. St. Francis with a serve. It's Hengst out of the back row for Rodriguez. Set up down the middle. Briley Minnick off the tape and down. So Briley Minnick gets it right back into the Red Devils' hands with a huge kill. 8-point game at 20-12. Jenna Fortin will go back to serve. The Red Devils have been known to do this. Get down big and somehow find a way back in. And they'll get some help right there with a huge ace from Jenna Fortin. Her fourth ace of the evening, first of the second set, 20-13. Red Devils down by seven. Fortin again with a hard serve right at Meyer. She digs it out, but it's too close to the net. It's down for back-to-back aces. It's a six-point game at 20-14. Fifth ace for Jenna Fortin here in the match. Second in a row. Can she make it three in a row? Right at Myers. It's going to be too close to the net again. They barely have to tap it over. Minnick was there to dig it out. They'll go back set. McCaden catcher with a left hand. A cross court kill. Too close to the net again. And the center up front, Small, just had to tap it up with one hand, and she couldn't do it. It's 20-15. Timeout on the floor taken by the Indians. 20-15. Red Devils have clawed back within five here in set two on 101.1 KFNF. 20-15 here in set number two. Red Devils have been down by as many as 12, have rallied back to down by five. The setup outside, Jensen will put the Red Devil run to bed right there. Avery Jensen with her sixth kill, and make it 21-15. So the Red Devils got back within five there. Out of the St. Francis timeout, they regroup, the Indians do. And now back to serve is Lohr. Lohr with a hard one to the right side. Far side for Briley Minnick. They'll go to her right pin. Cross court kill down the line, but just wide, and 22-15. Back to a 7-point game. Briley Minnick was looking down the near side, far side line there, and just couldn't get it to go. 22-15. Lohr out of the back row for Briley Minnick. Larson runs in, bumps it up. Shelby Weigel sends it over to free ball. Indians on the attack. The back set this time. Workman off the top of the blocks. Right there to get it was McCaden. Catch roll! And then Rodriguez and Jenna Fortin have a little miscommunication. It falls down. It's 23-15. 23-15, set number two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Trying to force a comeback here. See if they can continue to do it. Lohr into the back row. Fortin digs it out. Larson with a bump set up to Ketrell. Rolls it over and gets it to go. McCaden Ketrell, when they need a kill, she picks it up for him and makes it 23-16. So 23-16 here in set number two. Briley Minnick back to serve. Minnick with a hard one to Myers. She sends it over on a free pass there to dig it out as Elsie Larson. Fortin sets it up. Shelby Weigel rolls it up over the top. Kept alive by fires, but it'll go off her hands and out of bounds. And it's 23-17. Shelby Weigel with her first kill of this match. 6-point game. Red Devils down by six, trying to force their way back into it. Maybe win set two and win the match clean 2-0. Briley Minnick back to serve again with a hard one right at Myers. Pops it up into the air. The back set out to Jensen. Rolls it over and down. No, yes, down finally. Avery Jensen. And she is the glue there on that side. When you need a kill, she gets it for you. 24-17. Set point here for the Indians in set two. Hard one from Small to the back row for Jenna Fortin. Tied up against the net. Kept alive. Rodriguez with a hard shot. Dug out by Hinks. Now up front to Jensen, who sends it over on a free ball. Bradley Minnick to Larson to Rodriguez down the middle. Blocked up front by Jensen. Rodriguez sends it over. Same thing with a right hand there. Does Workman. Fortin will set it up long outside. And Shelby Weigel hits it into the net. 25-17. Set two goes to the Indians. So, two sets down, one to go. It's a winner take all. St. Francis wins set two, 25-17. We'll be back with set three here on 101.1 KFNF. Set one goes to the Red Devils, 25-21. Set two back to the Indians at 25-17. And it forces a decisive third set between the Indians and the Red Devils here as these two went to three sets twice last year. St. Francis winning the both of them. This year, each team, this is the first time they've seen each other, but not the first time they played in a three-set match. Oberlin is 2-5 in three-set matches this season, while St. Francis is 4-2 in three-set matches. So the Indians have pulled more out, but the Red Devils would love to pull out their third three-set win of the season right here and make a 1-1 night and a big win over your rival, the Indians. 0-0, set three, winner take all. Red Devils winning set one, 25-21. Rallied back from down as many as 12 in set two to get it within five, but just didn't have enough juice to get over the top and ended up losing set two, 25-17. Elsie Larson will be back to serve. Excuse me. Elsie Larson will be back to serve for the Red Devils. Larson with a hard one to the back corner for Jensen. They'll go to the outside here for Hinks, who sends it over on a free ball. Kept alive up front on a dive by Larson. And then the tap back in from Briley Minnick can't be handled. And it's 1-0 St. Francis. So the Indians with a 1-0 lead. They got out early, out an 8-2 lead there in set number one. And then, I mean, Oberlin did have a nice comeback. Now Hinks almost gets an ace. Kept alive up front, and she will have an ace. Make it 2-0. So Maggie Hinkst with her third ace of the evening. 2-0, Red Devils down by two in set three. Match tied 1-1 to Minnick, and they'll go to her down the middle. She's blocked up front, kept alive by Larson, and Jensen on the free pass takes care of it. It's a 3-0 lead for the Indians to start the third set. So a 3-0 lead here for the Indians in set three. Jensen with another kill. That's her eighth of the night. Hinkst back to serve. Sends it short right at Rodriguez in the back right corner. The bump set to Briley Minnick, who just taps it over on a little set. Now Jensen does the same thing to the back right corner. Rodriguez there to dig it out, but trying to get it up to Weigel up front in the front right corner. She dies at the last second, but it's too late, and it's a 4-0 lead here for the Indians. Riley Lippelman will check in here for Michaela Wasson. 4-0 lead. Hinkst again to serve. Gets it off to Minnick. Lippelman comes in with a dive. Put it up in the air. Weigel couldn't do the same, and it's 5-0. St. Francis in set three. Hinkst with another ace. That's her fourth. 5-0. Hinkst gives it off for the back row for Ketchrell. The setup, Weigel off the top of the blocks. There to get it out was Lohr. They'll go back set this time. Jensen over the top of the block from Minnick. Almost off the ceiling. Larson gets it up to Lippelman, who puts it out, and it's 6-0. So a 6-0 lead for the St. Francis Indians in set three. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it's more set three action here on 101.1 KFNF. definitely not the way head coach Lindsey Fortin wanted to start the third set. Down 6-0. Hengst back to serve again. Gives it up to Maria Rodriguez. Larson sets it up. Riley Minnick with a huge try, and she'll get the kill. Went right at Siegfried in the back row and is able to get it. And so the Red Devils are on the board in set three. Ninth kill for Riley Minnick, and to make it 6-1. Match tied up, one apiece. Red Devils won set one. Indians won set two. Here's the setup to the outside. Jensen off the blocks and down. Shelby Weigel put the big paws out there and almost got the block. But instead, Jensen will get another kill. That's 9 for her. And a 7-1 lead for the Indians. Breck Lohr to serve. Lohr into the nets. Service error number 5 for the Indians. 7-2 here in set number 3. So Riley Minnick back to serve. Riley, and she'll put it into the net. That's 8 service errors on the Red Devils tonight, 8-2. Here in set number 3. And here's the serve from Small on the back row for Fortin. Weigel sends it up short. Rodriguez taps it over. Free pass. Red Devils have a chance here. Minnick sets it up to Ketchrell, who rolls it over to the top of the cross-court try. The back set, no, down the middle. Jensen over the top of everybody and out to make it 8-3. So Jensen just a little too much juice down the middle. And it's 8-3. Red Devils down by 5 here in set number 3. Hard serve this time for Jory Fortin. The back set, Jensen, cross-court try. Off the block of L.C. Larson to the outside. Delaney Myers on the left pin rolls it over the top. Fortin sets it up. Now Larson inside the antenna with a two-hand swat free ball. Workman over on a free ball here from the Indians. Red Devils on the attack. And now a free ball sent over from Rodriguez. The setup, back try here from Hengst. Off the net and down. It twiggled the twine enough to put some spin on it and put it down just in front of a diving Maria Rodriguez. And it's 9-3 in set 3. So the Indians have kept that 6-point lead after a 6-0 start. Jensen out of the back row for Larson. The back set, Ketchrell, right pin, try! And she's got it to go on the cross court to the near side. McCaden Ketchrell with her fourth kill, and it makes it 9-4 here in set number 3. So 9-4, set 3. Red Devils trying to make their way back into it. Hard serve for Ketchrell. Twiggles the twine. Popped up in the air. Workman gives it off to Small. Hard free ball to the back row. The setup. Back try. Back row try here for Bradley Minnick with a hard kill. Right at Lohr, though. Workman now rolls it over inside the antenna on the right pin. Minnick comes in to save it. The bump set up to L.C. Larson, who had a nice kill try there. Now they'll go back to Lady Myers. Two-hand swat free ball to the back right corner. Kept alive by McCaden. Ketchrell to Larson on the left pin. She rolls it up over the top. St. Francis Indians on the attack. It's a free ball sent over from Hengst. Down to the middle, to the outside. No, tapped up front. Off the net and down. It's a kill for L.C. Larson. So L.C. with her third one of the night, and it makes it 9-5 as the Red Devils chip, claw, and fight their way back into the match. Down by 4, been down by as many as 6. Hard pass into the back row and down for an ace. McCaden Ketchrell went with a hard serve there and got the Indians caught looking along the back line. 9-6, Red Devils down by 3. Ketchrell again with a serve, gives it off to Jensen to the back row. Small sets it up, Jensen from the 10-foot line, gives it off to Minnick in the back right corner. The back set, Lippelman just taps it over to the top. Hinks digs it out, the setup outside, Delaney Myers punches it up over the top. Bradley Minnick pops it up into the air to the outside. Larson from the left pin rolls it over to the middle of the floor. To the outside here on the left pin. Off the blocks. Kept alive with a shoulder by Jory Fortin. Ketchrell taps it back. This block try from Larson. And it's going to be a point for the Red Devils. Going into the net. 4 hits. Yes, excuse me. Called on the Indians. And it's 9-7. What a rally. What a play by the freshman Jory Fortin, who popped it up off of her shoulder to keep it alive. 9-7 here in set 3. Red Devils down by 2. Indians on the receive. Red Devils on the attack here with a serve. Ketchel with a hard one. Right at Hinks. They're going to go to her on the left pin. Big swing coming. Shoots it up over the top of everybody. It's a one-point game. Timeout on the floor. Taken by the Indians. Red Devils down by six have rallied their way back and are down by one, 9-8 in set three. It's Red Devil volleyball here on a 1.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin, and man, what a third set do we have. Red Devils get down 6-0 and are forced to call a timeout, and since that time have went on an 8-3 run and are just down by one out of the St. Francis timeout. They go right at Lohr. Small will set it up to Hinkst on the left pin, rolls it over the top. Larson is there. Red Devils for the tie right here. Larson off the blocks and down! Elsie Larson ties us up at 9 apiece with her fourth kill down the near sideline. The Red Devils down 6-0 to start have came back and tied it at nines. And now look to take the lead. McCaden Ketchel with a hard serve right at Hinkst. The back set this time for Workman over the top. Jory Fortin is right there. The bump set to Lippelman. Hard try towards the middle. Jensen digs it out. Off the ceiling it goes. Now to Myers. It's too close to the net. Tried to punch it with the left hand and she couldn't do it. And it's 10-9. Red Devils on the attack air. Down 6-0. Back in front. 10-9 in set three. Ketchel back to serve again with a hard one, and it'll go over the top of everybody, and that'll dig the run. Now it's service error 9 for the Red Devils, but what a run for McCaden Ketchel, and that's the run that the Red Devils have been needing kind of over the past couple of sets, and they finally get it. Ties us up at 10. Lippelman on the dig with a free pass. Myers now sneaks it over, and diving save for Jordy Fortin. She'll pop it up into the air again after the free pass back over, and now Larson just taps it over with two hands to the outside. Lohr with a big swing off the tape. Diving Riley Minnick. They send it over on a free ball. The back set this time. Myers from the right pin swats it over down the near sideline for Bradley Minnick. We'll go to her in the back row with a kill try. Popped it up in the air, and the back row was Workman. Lohr sends it over in a free ball with a bump set. The setup down the middle of Maria Rodriguez. Tapping into the back right corner with two hands, and she's got the kill to make it 11-10. Red Devils in front by one again. Maria Rodriguez, the sophomore, with her third kill of the night, makes it 11-10. Maria will go back to serve here for the Red Devils. 11-10 in set three. Red Devils and Indians tied up one apiece. Coming in to get the dig after it went out of bounds and miscommunication. Down for an ace for Maria Rodriguez. And the Indians make it 12, excuse me, the Red Devils make it 12-10. Rodriguez back to serve again. Rodriguez sends it short. Siegfried digs it out of the back row. Myers taps it over the top. Great dig by Ketchel. Tapped over Larson. Free pass joust. And the Red Devils are going to get called for a lift. And it'll make it 12-11. So 12-11 here in set number three. I'm fairly sure. Yes, there we go. 12-11. Set three. Red Devils and Indians tied up at one apiece. These two rivals duking it out. Myers with a hard serve to the back row. Great dig there by four to the outside. Bradley Minnick from the left pin gets the kill to the far sideline. Bradley Minnick with a huge shot and make it 10 kills for her and a 2-point lead for the Red Devils. So the Red Devils down 6-0 have now opened up a 2-point lead. Not a lot, but it's enough to maybe move the collar a little bit. Rolled over from Larson on the serve. Small, the back set down the middle. Lohr trying to take care of it. Great dig by Jenna Fortin. Shelby Weigel on the free ball to Siegfried in the back row. The back set this time. Here's Hinks. She just taps it over. Almost got it to go, and she will. So Maggie Hinks, with her fourth kill, tapped it up into the middle. Red Devils with a dive, and it sent it out wide to the right. And it makes it 13-12 in set three. It's Maggie Hinks to serve. She was the one that started out with a huge run to get the Indians in front 6-0. Down the middle, Bradley Minnick puts it into that idea, and it makes it 14-12. Kaboom! Bradley Minnick makes it 14-12. Red Devils by two in set three. Jenna Fortin back to serve. Fortin, right at Hinkst. Small, the setup, back row. Delaney Myers tips it over to the top. Out of the back row for four to the outside. Bradley Minnick off box and down. Kaboom! make it 12 kills for her, and 15-12, Red Devils in front. 15-12, Red Devils in set three. The short serve almost got the ace. Small now to Myers. She sends it over to the right corner. Fortin was there. Now Ketchrell rolls it over. Kept alive by Myers off the ceiling. Small to Jensen. Rolls it over from the 10-foot line. Too short against the net. And the Indians will get the point to make it 15-13. Jensen just got him out of rotation enough. 15-13, two-point game here in set three. Breck Lord to serve. Hard one into the net, though, and it's the sixth service error for the Indians, 16-13. Red Devils down 6-0, came back to tie it up, take the lead, and now lead it by three. Almost an overpass and taking care of that right up against the net, and that is a smart setter. Madeline Small with her first kill makes it 16-14. You can't teach that, the spatial awareness you got to have up front there. She takes care of it to the front near side corner. Small over to the back row for Minnick. The setup to Shelby Weigel on the left. Pin too hard over the top of everybody, and it's back to a one-point game at 16-15. So 16-15, set three. Red Devils up by one. Small back to serve for the Indians. Sends it right to McCaden. Ketchrell in the middle. Larson sets it up. Rodriguez right in the middle of the donut where no one is, in the middle of the floor to make it 17-15. What a match from Maria Rodriguez. She's now got four kills, a block, and two aces. And it's 17-15, Red Devils by two. Jory Fortin back to serve. Jory sends a spinner right at the Indians to the outside. Jensen wide! 18-15. Timeout on the floor will be taken by St. Francis. Red Devils in front by three. 18-15 in set three here on 101.1 KFNF. So it's 18-15 here in set number three. Red Devils won set one, 25-21. Set two goes to the Indians, 25-17 to the Red Devils. In front by three here in set three after getting down 6-0. Rallied back, took the lead, and trying to keep it. Up by three out of the St. Francis timeout. Twinkles it wide, and it's an ace for Jory Thornton, the freshman, with her second one of the evening. Makes it 19-15. Red Devils six away from the match win. Jory Fortin back to serve again. Sends it hard to the back row for Hinks. She digs it out. Small to the outside. Myers off the blocks. And down for a kill. Delaney Myers with her first kill of the night. 19-16. Set three. Jensen with a serve. Under the back row for Larson. Up against Fortin. Too short. Just taps it over. Hinks does the same thing up against the net. Fortin sets it up. Rodriguez down the middle. Blocked up front there by Hinks. Trying to take care of the overpass. Red Devils will get called for four hits. And make it 19-17. So 19-17 in set three. Red Devils in front by two. Avery Jensen back to serve. Jensen rolls it over to the top there to Bradley Minnick. The setup from Rodriguez over to Ketchrell. Free ball there. And it'll get him out of rotation. Are they going to get it over? No, they're not. Oh, my goodness. McCaden Ketchrell sent it to the near side right corner. It was popped up in the air. No one came down for the Red Devils, and it's 20-17. Ketchrell to serve. With a hard one to the back row. Digging it out there is Lohr down the middle. Myers wraps it over and in. The top of everybody into the donut between every Oberlin Red Devil in the middle of the floor. And it's 20-18. Delaney Myers with two kills. Two kills and back-to-back swings. Lob shot over the top here from Workman. Back row attack try from Bradley Minnick, but shoots it long. Make it 20-19 in the third set. Red Devils five away from a set three victory and a match win. Well, the Indians not going away quietly. Workman into the back row. There for Minnick to the outside. Lippelman right pin. It's into the net. We're knotted up at 20 apiece. So the Red Devils have led by as many as three after being down by six. We're now tied at 20s in set three. Workman to serve again. Red Devils in need of a point. It goes to the right. Rodriguez saves it from going out of bounds. Now the two-hand swat over from Larson. Indians on the attack. They do the same thing to the back right corner. Lippelman bumps it up front there to Maria Rodriguez, who swats it over with two hands. And it'll be too close to the net for Myers to use. And it'll fall down to the hardwood. 21-20. Set three. Red Devils with a one-point lead. Maria Rodriguez, what a match. She's back to serve. Rodriguez sends it short right at Jensen. The setup to the outside. Long cross court. It's wide. 22-20. 3 points away from the win. 22-20 in set three. Rodriguez to serve again. Sends it short. Sliding to save it is Jensen. Small over on the free ball. Almost was out. Kept alive. And now Jory Forden over to the back right corner on the free pass on the near side. Down the middle here for Hinks. She goes short off the blocks. Ketchel with a dig. The free pass over. It'll drop in along the back line. Brightly makes. She did not mean for that to happen, but she'll take it. It's 23-20. Brightly Minnick with 13 kills. Rodriguez to serve again to Jensen in the middle. Small to Hinks down the middle over the top. Right there to pick it up was Ketchrell to Brightly Minnick. Kaboom! No! Kept alive by Siegfried. Small sets up Hinks. She sends it over on a spinner. The bump set to Larson from the left pin. Rolls it up over the top inside the antenna on the right pin. Now Lohr over the top of the little cross-court try. Now Brightly Minnick with a two-hand swat, and she got it to go in the back left corner. Back to back. What the heck happened? Kills, but it makes it 14 of them for her and a set point for the Red Devils. Match point for the Red Devils. Maria Rodriguez to serve. Sends it short right at Myers. They'll set it up to the outside. Lohr taps it up short. Forten, the free pass. Small to Myers. Right pin down the right line. Ketchrell is there. Red Devils on the attack. Larson just bumps it over. Myers dives to save it. Kept alive up front. Hinks now over on the free ball. Red Devils on the attack again. Brightly Minnick trying to do the same thing to the back right corner. She can't. Now Hinks does it. Into the back right corner there to pick it up was Ketchrell. Down the middle. Brightly Minnick off the top of the blocks. And now Myers sends it over on a two-hand swat free ball. The back set. Larson down the middle. Siegfried off the ceiling. It's down for a point. And the Red Devils win it 25-20 in three sets over the St. T. Indians. What a match. What a win. Red Devils down 6-0. Come back to take the lead 10-9 and never look back. They win it 25-20. It's a two-set-to-one win, and the Red Devils pick it up against their rivals. Huge win tonight here in Oberlin. 25-20. Red Devils win set three and win the match 2-1. We'll wrap things up when we come back here from Oberlin. It's Red Devil Volleyball 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin, where the Red Devils get the win in three sets over the St. Francis Indians, winning set 1, 25-21, lost set 2, 25-17, but rally back to win the third and final set of the evening, 25-20. Man, oh man, what a match as the Red Devils in the last two sets got down big and made some comebacks, especially in the second set, made a comeback to make it interesting, but just couldn't get over the hump. Got down 6-0 in set number three, made the comeback, and were able to pull it off and get the win 25-20. Let's take you through our final numbers here tonight. We'll start with the St. Francis Indians. Madeline Small finishes with one kill on the night. Maggie Hinkst with four kills and four aces. Breck Lohr with three kills, nine kills, a block, and an ace for Avery Jensen. And Delaney Myers finishes with two kills. The Indians finished with a total of six service errors on the night. For the Oberlin Red Devils, two aces from Jory Forten, five from Jenna Forten, five kills and one ace from McCaden Ketchrell, four kills and an ace from Elsie Larson, four kills, a block, and two aces from Maria Rodriguez, 14 kills and a block from Bradley Minnick, and one kill and a block from Shelby Weigel. So the Red Devils with the win tonight, 2-1 as they take down the St. Francis Indians 25-21, 25-17, losing the second set, but win the third set 25-20. And man, oh man, what a momentumous match. And it's kind of something we've been talking with head coach Lindsey Fortin about how much the momentum shifts. And boy, oh boy, did it shift. And that one of the Red Devils got it. And you got to think that momentum's going to kind of carry them into the weekend, especially a big win over a team that, you know, is off to a pretty good start. They were 12-8 coming in to that game. Now 12-9. You're going to see them this weekend. And you got to figure that's going to carry over to the weekend. So a big momentum win, especially having to come back and, you know, really dig down and figure out what went wrong in that first match against St. Francis and fix the mistakes, and they're able to walk away with a win there in the second game of the night. 2-1 over St. Francis, 25-21 in set one, 25-17 in set two. They lose, but come back to win set three, 25-20. So, the Red Devils take care of business there and get the win here tonight, 2-1, losing the first match, though, to Southwest, 2-0. And we're joined alongside here with head coach of the Lady Red Devils, Lindsey Fortin. Boy, coach, what a final match there. Down 6-0 to start the third set. You guys come back, take the lead, and hold on to it after some late runs. I mean, that was a great match.
Yeah, right? It really was. It was really fun. I asked them, like, it's hard work to win, isn't it? And they're like, yeah, it is, but it was fun. And, like, they really earned that one, and so that makes it that much sweeter, you know?
Yeah, and in a 1-1 day again here for you today, lose the first match. Talking a little bit about that one. Southwest, they came out, seemed like they were, you know, just on edge right away, mm-hmm. and they got you a little bit, but they're a tough team, and especially with their size up front.
Oh, yeah, they're a very tough team, and I think that intimidated us a little more than the girls kind of let on. You know, I think they were a little more nervous than they wanted to be, and at times, you know, we did some good things when the nerves kind of settled down a little bit, but then just couldn't sustain it long enough to really make a run on them. So
yeah, and I felt like you guys, you know, kind of flipped that around in the last match. It seemed like, you know, kind of like flipping back to last week where you had those long serve runs. Mm-hmm. You had that again against St. Francis and both of your set wins, and even in the set that you guys lost, and it really helped you out again tonight, didn't it?
Yeah, we've talked, you know, the last few days really about that serving. We cannot give teams points ever, you know, and serving is so important. And today they were able to really, you know, find some weakness and exploit it and keep it going when we needed it. So Maria, McCade, and Jenna, lots of them had big long runs.
Yes, you mentioned Maria there. She had a couple of big long runs serving, but even her play up front, you know, she came up with a big block, had some big kills for you. She's really playing kind of like one of those upperclassmen.
Yeah, she's made so much progress this year. You know, like Briley is, you know, been Briley for the last couple of years, so it's kind of one of those, I don't want to say expected, but like everybody knows that she's good. Maria kind of sneaks up on people, you know, so it's kind of been fun to watch her really progress and that her hard work is paying off.
Yeah, and then between her and, you know, you get Jordy in there at setter as well. I mean, she had a couple of big deflections to keep it up in the air and keep you guys going for it. So great play out of them tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That last game, you know, it was an actual team effort, which is like it's supposed to be. Like, you know, it's a team sport for a reason. You can't win it on your own. So I was really proud of them for the way they came out and won the second match.
Yeah, and you speak of the team, and we talked about momentum a little bit and how you guys, you know, you kind of went through that skid there, picked up some big momentum last week with mm-hmm. the win. Get another win here tonight, especially a big one over a rival like that. That's going to just help carry you and hopefully keep those W's.
Oh, yeah. They're excited. We host our home tournament this weekend, and they're excited because we got St. Francis again, and then Atwood, who's always a rival to in like one of those big games for us, and Hoxie, and I think Dundee County is pretty good this year. I mean, you know, I think it'll be a pretty good day of competition on Saturday, so yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, you mentioned that Saturday. You're going to play four games. They're all against really, really tough teams, like you mentioned, so you guys are going to be ready to go on Saturday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. being at home again. The boys did a good job of cheering, and just different to do it in front of your home crowd.
For sure, for sure. Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. Congrats on the win.
All right, thank you very much.
Once again, Head Coach Lindsay Ford. Now for the Red Devils, get the win in the final match of the night, 2-1 over the St. Francis Indians, losing the first match of the night to Southwest, though. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here from Oberlin. It's a Red Devil winner tonight in the final match of the evening, 2-1. It's Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here from Oberlin. Wrapping things up for one more final time tonight as the Red Devils walk away with the win in the final match of the night, 2-1 over St. Francis, winning set one, 25-21. Drop set two, 25-17, but come back to win the third set, 25-20. In the first match of the evening, lost to St. Francis Southwest, 2-0, 25-16, 25-15. So the Red Devils now 6-13 on the season, and they'll hope to add a few wins to that as they got four really high-quality opponents coming up over the weekend in the Oberlin Tournament, where they'll take on Rawlins County, Dundee County, Stratton, St. Francis, and Hoxie. We will have all coverage of all four of those games coming up over the weekend right here on KFNF, as well as all the Hoxie matches you can hear. You can see pretty much every match over on our KFNF YouTube channel as well. So should be a good one over the weekend. Going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for it. That'll be our next Oberlin Lady Red Devil Volleyball action. Don't forget, we'll have Red Devil Football right here on 101.1 KFNF coming up on Friday, when the Red Devils will battle it out with the Hoxie Indians. So make sure you give it a listen. Once again, the Red Devils finish the night 1-1. Big final match win over the St. Francis Indians, 2-1. I'm Sam Knoll, signing off, saying so long and good night here from Oberlin.